Sign in and hey, join me in my chat room. Yeah. /Eric Jackson62, and you'll get right there. And then also, you can leave a note on my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson, on Facebook.com. Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Twitter. Oh, I'm sorry, Jordan4RLife62. Okay, y'all. I think we got all that good stuff out the way now. Now, with that being said, let's go on and talk about some things that's going on around the world. Okay, around the country. Well, I guess I got to start off today with the big news. Big news for me, besides the Debbie and Mama 100 show. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired our coach, man. We fired our coach. The man only been there 1 year. I know, the record was 2-14, so maybe we should have fired him, huh? But anyway, hey, it's all right. I'm still all in, Jay. I'm still all in, Jaguars. That's right. I'm holding my head proud. We're going to be all right. We got a new general manager, and I guess a new head coach coming. So, hey, we got a new owner last year. So I guess everything's going to be okay down there in Jaguar land. That's right. That's right, y'all. I'm representing for all you cowboy and Texan girl team lovers out there. Anyway, I ain't forget about them bleeders down there in Oakland either, but I'm going to leave that alone. All right. Hey, there was supposedly a minister that President Obama picked to do the benediction at his inaugural ceremony this month. And apparently the guy had to back down, had to cancel. You know why? Because he did a speech against homosexuality in the 1990s. Now we're in 2013. So now, since he did a speech against homosexuality in 1990, everybody, the Gay Rights Association or whatever you call it, coalition, is up in arms. Now they were upset because he did a speech in 1990. Are we still at that point? I thought we were progressing to better than what it seems we are right now. Is it? Can you say it'd be fair to hold that against him? 1990, really? 1990? He called on fellow Christians to fight the aggressive agenda of the gay rights movement and advocated the healing power of Jesus as the only way out of homosexual lifestyle. You know, and some gay rights advocates interpret it as an endorsement of reparative or so-called gay to straight conversion therapy, as opposed to cure for homosexuality. Now, here we go with this mess again. All right. Now, look, let's put it this way. You know, I did a story a couple of weeks ago about this group of homosexuals, a young homosexual whose parents paid for a therapist that guaranteed that he was going to turn them from straight to gay. You know, he ended up basically molesting them and watching their little naked bodies running around, which is nasty to me. But anyway, it's not none of my business. But the bottom line is, if you're gay, you're gay. Okay, I'm going to tell you, if you're gay, you're gay. That's between you and God. That's all it is. As long as you keep it, don't come at me the wrong way, I ain't got no problems with you. Okay? So if this is the case, if this man preached this sermon in the 1990s, then he preached a sermon in the 1990s. You want everybody to accept you walk around here twisting and tooting your booty up and you hanging your lips out without nobody saying nothing to you? So leave this man alone because he preached a sermon about what you are. You know, that's just about as hypocritical as you can get. That's right. I know I'm probably making somebody mad today. I don't care because I'm going to tell it like it is. You know, if you're flipping weenies, then continue to flip weenies. Don't worry about what nobody say. That's your business between you and God. Continue to flip your weenies. You know, I mean, good Lord. Now, this man's probably his only chance in a lifetime. You know how many chances people get to actually go to an inauguration of a president? The normal Joe? this may be the only chance he, you know, to actually participate in this thing. And because of something he preached in 1990? Really? And you know what? I don't know, but personally, this is what I'm saying. If I truly believe in what I was saying back in 1990, there's no way in heck I would be stepping down now, because it is what it is, and the truth is the truth. Hey, don't nobody stop them when they marching down the street all dressed up like little girls. I mean, what is the problem, people? Get over it. Get over it. It's not that serious anymore. Gosh, you cannot judge him. He cannot judge you. The only one can judge anybody walking on is that man upstairs. And not the one living above you, ain't paying the rent, and got the top floor stink either. Golly. Hey, y'all, it's Thursday. This is my 100th show. Y'all liking it so far? Anyway, but, yeah, that is just, it's just crazy. You know, and, you know, there's another thing going on. Lately, like, every time you turn on something, there's a shooting somewhere. You know, it's like shooting, the more they talk about starting it, the more somebody wants to do it. You know, maybe that's all we ought to do. Just stop publicizing it. But that's, have y'all thought about that? Have y'all thought about that train of thought right there? You know, because think about it now. Anytime there's a big, big mass shooting, there's this big a public attention getter, and the news media is on it like rabid dogs on raw meat, and then they linger on it for 2 or 3 weeks, and then it goes away. So, if that's the case, then why are we still going through this? Huh? Why? Why? In that case, don't publicize it. Maybe that's what it is. It's a bunch of folk looking for some attention. They 15 minutes or 15 seconds of fame. And of course, our media is so, you know, hungry for blood, they be right there on top of it. So the next Joe, he say, that's how I can get on TV. I become famous. So he goes out and does it. I'm just throwing it out there, y'all. Man, I know my thoughts. Hey, they my thoughts, right? Shooting reported at high school in California. See, things like that. You haven't heard, but hey, it's on my phone, on my mobile news phone. See what I'm saying? So now, somebody too hurt. Gunfire erupted on Thursday on the California High School on the inland Kern County in a shooting in which two people were injured. Yeah. Of course, they caught this guy. The shooting was at Taft Union High School. Okay, so I hope y'all know, if y'all in California, Taft Union High School is where the shooting was. But here's my thing. Okay, everybody will say keep your gun fine. Keep your guns. You want your guns? Keep your damn guns. Keep your guns, okay? Let's stop advertising all these shootings. Maybe that'll make a difference. I don't know. Anyway, just some things that were on my mind. You know, it's crazy because every time we turn around, we have something going on that's crazy. You know, it just drives you crazy. Commuter bus collides with school bus in New Jersey. Y'all notice something here? Y'all notice these headlines? Huh? And here's another thing. How the hell you have, 12 people? 12 people that's eligible for a Hall of Fame, but yet no one gets put in the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me? Has our world become, if y'all notice, it's becoming a little theme here. Has our world become so perfect to the point now we cannot have anybody inducted to anything or have them perform any type of duties whatsoever if they're not squeaky clean? Are you kidding me? Huh? Are you serious? But yet, we can waste millions and millions of tax dollars of money to try and ensure that everyone is aware of the enormous atrocities that they have done because they have used performance-enhancing drugs. But now it's time for these athletes to be make it to their sports, homeland or motherland or the top of where they've tried to be, the Hall of Fame. And you mean tell me if there's some human called themselves sports writers, and all of them decide none of them are worth going into the Hall of Fame? Who made y'all that gave y'all that much juice? Just because you didn't like them? And don't say that that's not what it was, because everybody know none of y'all like Barry Bonds. Y'all went after him so bad, y'all had to try to get him 2 or 3 times. Really? Babe Ruth was a damn drunk, a womanizer. No telling what else. He got in with no problem. But today's society is so perfect. We're so damn gone it, politically astute, to where anything that just seems wrong, we will not tolerate. Lord have mercy. I tell you what. It's more like we won't tolerate things that we just feel that we won't tolerate. Oh, because we tolerate some things. We really do. We tolerate a whole lot that we shouldn't be tolerating. Like kids running around with pants all the way down to their ankles. We tolerate that. Don't we? Okay. All right. Well, look. That's it on that one, okay? I'm through with it now. that's before the show rant. It was a good one today, too. I'm telling you, I told you, today is my 100th show. We're going to get deep up into this. May 2, you might get on this phone line, man, because I'm about to throw some things at you, and you're going to throw some things back. But anyway, here we go. Once again, you're listening to Blog Talk, to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today's topic of the show is to know or not know. And when I say to know or not know, the question is it better to know who your biological parents are and they walk away for you never to see them again? Or is it better to just not know them at all? Then meet them. And then they just disappear all over again. That's the question of the day. Who, is there a better choice, a better way? Or, is it better to know them even a little bit? Or is it better just to not know them at all and just happen to run into them? I mean, which one actually protects your feelings better, I guess would be a good question to say. Which one actually would be emotionally more stabilizing? I would say it's better if I had a way, just not know. Okay, I know I got mad, but if I don't know them, I can't, I really can't become attached to them. That's the way I'm thinking. Now, I'm not going to say I won't think about them, because, yes, I would think about them. That's just human nature to want to think about you. I mean, who had me? Where did my characteristics come from? Why do I look the way I look? Why do my breath smell the way it smells? Why is my feet shaped like a duck? So, yes, it's not abnormal to think about the biological parent if you have never met them. However, is it better to ever not have ever met them and just happen to run into them? Are you more understanding of that scenario compared to the, in contrast to having lived with that biological parent the whole time and they just up and book on you? And you never see them again. I mean, they just roll out. That's the question. That's the question I got for y'all today. I have for y'all today. If you want to just chime in, come on, talk to me. 347-838-8622. I'll be glad. Hey, we got a whole lot of time to talk about this thing. You know, I've given my point of view, and I'm sure y'all going to have a point of view also. Lord have mercy. But, it is, y'all. It is what it is. You know, personally, being where I came from, I guess you could say the way I feel about it is it really didn't bother me. It really didn't. Now, I know this is from a man's point of view, but I'm going to tell you, in my situation, the way it was, you know, I didn't know until 18, and it didn't bother me until 18, you know, and it wasn't out of the necessity of a financial need or need for anything except for just wanted to know, just wanted to see. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, as a kid, sometimes you just want to see. You don't want anything. You just want to have the ability and to recognize something about this other person that you know that's going on with you. No, I didn't live with them. Never knew they existed until later on in my teen years. So it didn't really bother me. You know, and then of course, you know, lost track. And once again, it wasn't something that bothered me. You know, it was more like, okay, just like I expected. C'est la vie, whoop-de-doo, hoo-hoo-hoo, I'm going on with my life. I really can't say, was that a good feeling, a bad feeling, or more of a nonchalant type of feeling? You understand what I'm saying? I'm giving it to you from my point of view on one side of the house. Okay, so later on in life, we reconnect. Now, you know, you're a little bit more mature. Maybe you're a little bit more understanding of what this situation was or is. However, wasn't I better off just not knowing completely and running into them again? Or would I have been better off knowing them from a toddler all the way up to, say, adulthood or to child, teenage years, and they break on you, and you're gone? Which one would hurt the most? Which one would cause the most pain? Or does that just depend on the individual themselves? Is it something that the person depends on the inner workings of the individual themselves as to what particular emotions that you will actually deal with? Then once again, some things that make you go, oh yeah, while I'm thinking about it. Hey, I want to send a big shout out to Mr. Solution for yesterday, man, because he took up for the ladies. You know, he defended the ladies real well. And you know what? kudos, Mr. Solution, kudos. Okay? And speaking of the ladies, ladies, let me ask y'all something, and we're going to get to the fellas too. But ladies, in a situation like this, why do not you, if you know that there's a biological father out there and you know who he is, listen to what I'm saying, and you know who he is, and you know who he is. Why do you insist, if he wants to be a part of this other child's life, why do some of you, I'm not going to say all of you, because I know it's not all of you, however, why do some of you insist on keeping this father away from his child? Yeah, it kind of rolls back to what we was talking about yesterday, child support. But child support, it has nothing to do with it. If a man wants to see his children, why aren't you letting him see his child or children? Because what you fail to realize is what's going on between you and him, that's between you and him. And too many parents in general like to put the kids in the middle. Why? Why are we throwing the kids in the middle? The kids didn't ask to be here. The two of you laid down there, one spread their legs, the other one got in between the legs, you know, and y'all did whatever motion in the ocean and swooped into the moon or whatever the hell y'all did, and y'all brought the child here together. Now, I know Mr. Solution would argue that, you know, regardless, the man still didn't have a say-so in it. But yes, the man had a big say-so with it. Lord. So now the child is here walking around, and even though y'all aren't together, you acting, but one of y'all ass don't want to bring the child in. So if that's the case, then why are you, if my theory is correct, and the child knows the biological father, but eventually one parent, the biological mother pushes the biological parent away, the biological father away, and refuses to let the father see the child. Can you really put that blame for the emotional pain that child is beginning to go through on the biological father, or should it be placed on the mother in this instance? Because the mother is the one that's actually causing the separation, the heartache, the breakup, whatever of the family. Somebody talk to me, because I'm just talking to myself. I can talk to myself all day, because I talk to myself constantly on a daily basis. But I'm just putting it out there. Now, let's not get it twisted, fellas. Because some of y'all out there, y'all, see, I'm going both ways today. Fellas, what's going on with you out there? And this is my thought process on this, fellas. Y'all out there being Mr. Mac Daddy, slang it, dick, licker, click, whatever you want to say, but yet y'all not man enough to stay and handle what you need to handle. Now, I know a lot of y'all are out there yelling, well, it ain't mine. She slept with this person. Well, you want you, but yet, when you're around your boys or you're around, you know, whoever, you yelling, I got a kid. So, you know, when you're around your boys, you want to be man enough to claim you got a kid. But this kid walk around here with no shoes on, clothes too small, hair nappy because they haven't had a haircut in about 3 months. But you want to get up and handle your responsibility. And it's not like, and here's the catch with this what I'm talking about, y'all. It's not like either a lot of these situations I'm talking about with, as far as the parents. Now, notice I'm not saying man or woman. I'm saying parents, okay, which means I'm covering all of them. Now, here's what I'm saying. It's not like in many instances, you live in one country, the other one live in a country, or one live in a state here, and the one live cross country to in another state. nine times out of ten, most of you live not, what, 5-10 miles apart from each other? If not in the same freaking neighborhood. But yet you continue to cause emotional pain. Y'all know what kind of pain emotional pain is? Emotional pain is that kind of pain. Physical pain? Yeah, that hurts. That hurts. But you'll get over that. But when you start talking about emotional pain, you know, the pain that just sticks inside of you, like just, it's like eating a good meal, except for this not a good meal. Understand what I'm saying? It just sticks with you. The older you get, the more it hurts you. The more, I mean, it just, it's like a what's that movie? Y'all remember The Blob? Y'all remember the movie The Blob? Yeah, it's like The Blob, because it just eventually takes over you. Now you're becoming bitter and mean. And I seriously believe that is part of the problem that our kids are having today. Yes, because our parents, we as parents are failing them to know or not know. To know or not know. You know, some of them, they live with their biological parents. And that's all they do. They just live with them. There's no conversation. Half the time, they don't see each other. You don't think that bothers that you don't think that really bothers that child? Of course he ain't gonna tell you, because every time you say something, what he see you doing? Either you're drinking, you're smoking, you're cussing, or you're just not paying attention any damn way because you got too much going on. I'm just saying. Y'all really have to understand this thing. And yes, the emotional side of it is a whole lot more than just the physical side. See, and that's the other, everybody wants to look at the physical side. Well, regardless, they got, what's going on inside of that child? What is that child really feeling? Do you know? Have you any idea what that child is going through? Hell no. You know why you don't? Because you haven't taken the time to sit down and talk to the child. You're right. And here's the thing. Some of you taking y'all ride out of town. Y'all ride across the town. Y'all sit. Y'all in the house all day together. But do you sit down and take the time to talk to that child to see what that child is feeling? Especially if you are a single parent. If you're a single parent, why not? It's just you and the child. Oh, I'm sorry. Some of y'all just work so hard till when you come home, you just have to go in your room and go to sleep. That's why you have Xbox, Wii, Sega Genesis, Atari, whatever else you got out there. They're internet. But your child is on the inside is just breaking down, just coming apart. You know the first thing you want to do when you find out? Well, I don't know why he's acting like that. I don't know why she acting like that. We always talk. No, the hell you don't. Yelling at a child is not talking. Like yesterday, we had this lady on the show yesterday. She yelled and yelled and yelled. Don't you realize when you start yelling, the effectiveness of your conversation is now none and void, null and void? It doesn't exist anymore. There is no logic to your conversation because you're yelling, you're screaming. That is an automatic shutdown mode for most people that's listening to you. I know, right? So, what are we doing, parents? Well, my question is, nobody called to answer the question yet, so I keep going until somebody answers. Ah, that's right. The title of the show today is To Know or Not Know. And basically it's dealing with parents, children. You know, it's better to know the biological or it's better not to know the biological. And when I say to know the biological, it's for you to know them and they just roll out on you. So is it better to know them or not know them? If you want to join in the conversation, no problem. Just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Sign in to local social media site. Join me in the chat room. Or send me a suggestion or a little note at letstalkwithericjackson@facebook.com. Okay? Or you can follow me on Twitter at drivenforlife62. Okay? Those are the ways you can communicate with me, not only today and at night. And during, now, look, when I say at night, y'all, don't call me all crazy at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning sending me text messages, because I'm not going to get a look at it until the next day, okay? I'm just saying. Anyway, back to the subject. So, yes. Is it better to know the child, to know the biological parent, and then the parent, biological parent, just happens, something goes on between the two of them, and one just leaves, and you never leave, and you never see them again? Is it better to have known them, or is it better to just not have known them at all? Something to make you go, right? I hope it don't, but I know for me, it just makes you go, you know, because that is an interesting concept. That is a very, very interesting concept. Just think about it. You have that parent right there with you. You have that parent there with you. You know, first grade, second grade, third grade, Easter speeches, Christmases. You know, and just when you begin to really, really need to have that specific parent there, you know, as you begin to reach those teen years or those preteen years to where your hormones are beginning to kick in and, you know, you're beginning to kind of start smelling yourself, as the old folk would say, then all of a sudden, they're gone. They are gone. Now, how does that make you feel? I know a lot of kids doesn't. I wish you never. And you know what a lot of kids say? I wish you never were in my life. Wish I never. You weren't my daddy. I wish you wasn't my mama. And sometimes, you know what? As parents, we like, it's okay. No, it's not okay. For a child to ever, ever, ever say something like that to you, no, it's not okay. What you need to do at that time is sit down and talk to this child. No, let the child know what's going on. No, if you're that parent that's left, sit down and talk to the child. Explain. Now, I'm not saying sit down and bad mouth and just totally obliviate the parent that left. That's not going to do nothing but cause even more pain and hatred. And that's not what you want to do. It's not. What you want to do is to make sure that the child knows that regardless that they're still loved, they're still cared for. There's still someone there that's willing to sit there and listen to them, talk to them. Someone that they can count on. But at the same time, do not. Well, I'm going to say this again. Do not. That's not your position. The child is already doing their own formulations about the other parent. You don't need to add anything on to that, especially if it's going to be negative. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because what may happen is then the child may start looking at you in a negative light. You see, y'all never thought about this one, did you? Yeah, that's right. The child may actually start looking at you in a negative light because since you sitting up here, you bad-mouthing. Since you sitting up here bad-mouthing that other parent, the child may begin to think that you're the one who caused it. You caused the other one to run away. So now, not only the child's mad because the one biological parent is gone, now they mad at you because they think you were the one who ran them away. That ain't what you want. Know or not know. Is it better to have known that their biological parent was there and you had the time that you did spend with them before they just disappeared off the face of the earth? Or is it better to just not know who the biological parent was in the beginning? You have no idea. Nobody ever told you. You know, who you living with is who you thought your biological parents are. Which one would be better? Which one would be better? You know, that was one instance. So, here's another one. If, let's say the parents have, you lived in the neighborhood so long, and all of a sudden there's a rumor going around that your child hears about the people they live with aren't really, one of them is not really their biological father or mother. Now, this rumor is getting so regular in the neighborhood to where the child eventually comes and asks you that question. What do you do about that? Huh? What do you do? How do you explain to that child that maybe you aren't the biological, or maybe your partner is not maybe the biological parent? How do you just... Now the child, is a little confused. So how do you handle that? AP Yankee, I see you out there, man. How do you handle that? You know, I know, these are some crazy scenarios, aren't they? But believe it or not, these are the same type of scenarios that happen every day. Every day. And you know what? And I'm going to tell you, some people are like, yeah, but not in my neighborhood. Yes, even in your neighborhood. Just families have become so adept at hiding things and making things seem as though everything is great, peachy king on the outside. And on the inside, there's so much turmoil and craziness going on. Nobody's really. And you wonder why you have families eliminating each other. Yes, I'm not going to say the other word. Eliminating each other. Because nobody's taking the time to sit down and talk to each other. You know, there's a lot of emotion. And like I was saying before, you know, it's fine. We can get over physical pain. You know, that physical pain is something that is there for however long and then it's gone. But what about that emotional pain, that emotional stress that is placed on not just you, the child, everybody around you? You know, people don't believe that stress is something that can be spread from one person to another. Y'all don't believe that, do you? But yes, it can be. If you think about it, for those that live in a family setting household, when one person becomes really stressed, what's the old saying is, when mama not happy, nobody's happy? You're damn skippy. Because if mom begins to get stressed, what happens? She puts some stress on you to do what you need to do. Then the next person puts some stress on them because they need to do what they need to do. You understand what I'm saying here? Do you really understand? Well, if you do, talk to me, y'all. I want to know what you're thinking out there. Y'all got my train of thought. Y'all know I'm crazy as hell anyway. But here's... But anyway, hey, if you want to contribute to the conversation today, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/ericjackson62. And join me in my chat room. Or send me a message on my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Driven4FORLife62. Okay, now, that's what we're talking about. To know or not know? To know or not know? Is it better? Which one is better? Is it better to know that biological parent, then they walk out of your life? Or is it better just not to know that biological parent at all and just run into them later on in life after you reach adulthood? Which one is better? I know somebody out there has a train of thought on this subject. I'm not the only one who basically what I'm saying everybody agree with. And I know that ain't going to happen today. So y'all call me and let me know what you're thinking. Now let me know. Because I can only tell you what I'm thinking and what I've been through. But I want to hear what some of you, my listeners, my faithful ones have been listening to. You know, some days we just have to have a show like this to where we just need to keep it on a calm level. No screaming, no hollering, no kissing, no cutting, you know, no fighting, fleecing, and all that good stuff. Let's just talk sometimes. Well, yeah, Pianky, I know usually you have some good things going on. I mean, you have a different outlook about what the family unit is about, Pianky. So I definitely would like to hear what your what your thoughts are on this. Me too. You too. That kind of rhyme, didn't it? Me too. You too. But yes, which one is better, y'all? Or is it to the point where neither one of them are, you know, is an ideal situation? Because, why? Why wouldn't, you know, and I'm going to tell you, honestly, I would think it's better just to not have known at all. Hey, I know y'all, some of y'all are like, that don't make any sense. But yes, it makes a whole lot of sense. It goes back to the old saying, I can't miss what I never had. There was a song with those lines in it, right? I can't miss what I never had. Which means if I'm already happy with where I am, what's going on in my life as far as my family right now, I have no need to worry about that was never there for me. Is that a logical way of thinking? Is that the way that we should be thinking as individuals? Do you think kids think that way? No, I think many kids, depends on the age, depends on on what they're doing, they may just, they may not even consider that. Because in a lot of cases, they do not know. They don't. They don't know there is someone else that is really their father and their mother. But you know why? Because we as parents, adults, have never been brave or honest enough to tell them. And y'all notice I used the word brave and honest enough to tell them. Why? Why don't we? Are we too scared ourselves to take on the questions or the questions that's gonna come at us, or are we afraid that our so called happy relationship that we have with our child will all of a sudden turn into hate or something that we really don't have time to deal with? Or is that what it is? In the words of a lot of our parents and a lot of adults that walk around, I don't have time to deal with that. If it ain't broke, you know, don't try and fix it. That's a good way of thinking about it, I assume. But here's my question. As we go on, as the child gets older and begins to understand more, and eventually they find out, right? Does that create more resentment toward the parent that was always there, already there, and knew about it? Does that create more resentment? Or are you hoping that child is at a more mature age to where they'll understand the situation just a little bit better? It's like a whole big old puzzle. It is. It's like a big old puzzle. So I take it that means you have to get your pieces fitting right. Yeah, that's right. Get your pieces and make them fit right, because we got to do it just right, or we're gonna be embarrassed. We're gonna be hurting. Is it time to incorporate the word I? You know, I am going to be hurt. I am going to be done this. I am going to be done this way. But what about the child? What about that child that has lost? And see, I'm getting away from not knowing the parent right now, because we already know. If you're going by what I think, here's what I think. If you don't know the parent, you didn't know that they weren't your parent, that the people you live with weren't your parent, you can't miss what wasn't there. Okay, that's my theory. It may be wrong, and if it's so, y'all call and let me know. But here's my thing, to know or not know. In some cases, not know is better, because you don't have that hang-up. You don't have that problem, because you never know, and you get on with your life. You go on towards your goals and dreams, because sometimes knowing there's somebody else out there will kind of sidetrack you, because you want to find them so bad, you forget what you set as a goal for yourself, and now your goal is to find someone that's invisible to you, that has been invisible to you. Does that make sense? Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? You know, this person has been invisible to you your whole life. Now, you're going to become a ghost hunter and go out there and try and find somebody that really doesn't want to be found in this case. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there are some of them out there that would love to be found, love to say, yes, I am your parent. Yes, you are my child. But there's also those out there that do not want to be found, that are ghosts. They're ghosts. Yeah, so some of us, we get so bad. And yeah, I'm talking about some of us. We're adults now, but we once were kids. And our biologicals weren't there. So now we're at the age to, yeah, we're curious. We want to know, because we have kids now. And our kids are totally different from what we was asking, so you want to know, where the hell did you get all that from? So, yes, sometimes you want to know where your biological is. And, yes, some of us will go out there and look. Like I say, chase a ghost. You know, you get a tip. Well, they live over here. You get a tip. They're living over there. You know, and as you're chasing, you keep coming up with nothing. But yet, you're still chasing. But while you're chasing, you're forgetting with the goals that what you need to do to survive. Because now all of your energy is focused on that one specific goal, to find that somebody you never knew. That's my theory of why we should never. And sometimes it's just better not to know, because it sidetracks you in many instances. I'm just saying. It's, like I say, it's my opinion. Okay, hold on. Good afternoon, Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Rick, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Lowe? How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm rejuvenated, brother, rejuvenated. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Working this this crazy shift right now, you know, and because I work split shifts or whatever. And
I always love split shifts.
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah, just now kicking back. So what's the topic today?
What topic today? Man, you mean you missed my whole spiel? Oh, man.
And
no.
I just
okay, the topic today to know or not. Yeah, okay, I am. To know or not, it basically, is it better to know a biological parent and they walk out of your life, never to be seen again, or is it better to not know them at all, never were there?
Oh, okay. That to me, that's easy. The thing is, if you had parents that loved you, that mm-hmm. nurtured you, that cared for you, then that's all that should matter. I mean, if someone else was on the outside looking, or wasn't there at all, or wasn't trying to find you, or whatever, then don't base your life around that, man. I mean, if you had everything that you needed, you know, I would personally feel that if I were to adopt a child and I loved that child and raised him to the best of my ability and I did everything a parent was supposed to do by the standards of, you know, being quote unquote a loving, caring parent, and this person finds out that, you know, I didn't make them, and all of a sudden their whole demeanor changes as far as, well, I have to find this person. I have to find out this mystery person or whatever. I kind of would take that offensively, man. I mean, you know, maybe it's selfish, but, you know, you have had everything that you've ever needed. I mean, the only case scenario I would think of someone saying, well, I've always felt like something was missing was in, you know, a Lifetime movie or something. Other than that, you know, I say leave it like it is.
Just leave it as it is.
Absolutely.
You know what? That is so easy. That is the easiest. That is so easy. Now, however, let's talk about this thing. What if, you know, your parents are doing such a wonderful thing, but as the child gets older, there's rumors that begin to flow around in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's fine. But, I mean, I can speak for myself as far as the man that I honor as my father. He didn't make me, but that's my daddy, you know, regardless of what happened or whatever. I could care less about anything or anybody else. My sperm donor, as it were, I knew of the guy. He's dead now, but when he died, I didn't go to his funeral. I didn't live near him or anything. I didn't have any feelings for him at all, you know. So as far as that goes, you know, I can speak from my own experience, and I had a good upbringing. I had a wholesome upbringing, mm-hmm. and if there's a question or a problem right now, I'm going to call my daddy, damn it, and I don't care what anybody on the outside will have to say or think about it, you know, because ultimately, you know, we all have to live our own lives, and I think that, you know, in living your own life, there are decisions that you should make that should be to the betterment of yourself, you know. You know, when mm-hmm. you go, and like you said, you're going chasing ghosts, and you'll wind up spreading yourself thin, as it were.
Mm. Mhm. And my point exactly. I agree with that to that point. Yeah. but you know, once you start, okay, here's the thing. You may not know, okay, or you may not really have an inkling, you know, to find that individual. But yes, I agree with you. If you have parents and they're treating you right, yes, they will always be your parent. I mean, that's that's not a, I'm not going to say it's a given, but yes, you should always look into them as your parents. But if you know, in this case, let's say you know there's someone else out there, you know, you don't think as in human nature would make you want to go and actually find that person and see what qualities or traits of that of yours that you can contribute to them?
I honestly could say no, because, I mean, we're all our own individuals, you know, and I think that the people that nurture you and instill whatever type of values in you that they do, ultimately that's going to be the person that you will 9 times out of 10 wind up being. So as far as, you know, going out and seeking out this person I just want to see if, you know, if because I'm such a good athlete, was this person a great athlete or whatever? That's irrelevant to the whole situation. So I'll say, you know, as far as things go, no, I personally, I wouldn't want to go out and seek anybody because, I mean, hell, your parents, if they've been your parents when you was 4 years old and you scraped your knee, your mom came and loved you and took care of that and this and that. This woman has been there when you were sick, when you were up and you were down, your father taught you how to fish or play sports or whatever the case may be. Just being parents and loving parents. Now, in a situation where you've never felt loved, then I could probably understand that. You know, if you were a burden on some people, I could probably understand that. You know, as a matter of fact, being a person with a military past as yourself, I know that you probably know some people who had children that were in units with you, and the children predominantly lived with their parents or their brother or sister, you know, mm-hmm. as opposed to traveling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in that situation, if this child has been with his grandparents for the majority of his life because the parent was always gone somewhere else, you know, Korea for a year and here and there and everywhere, then 9 times out of 10, I think personally when that child becomes an adult and if those grandparents are still alive, if that child goes to college and even after their biological parent has retired now and since then anchored down somewhere, I think when that child goes to college and come back home for vacation or whatever, they'll be going back to the safe haven that they know about.
Yeah, that makes you know what, sitting here listening to it, that makes sense, especially talking about a safe haven. It makes a whole lot of sense. I agree with that. But here's my question. You know, so what you're saying is, even though you had to, you know, your home was fine and everything was good, you still wouldn't, I guess, have a inkling to want to know why. Why did that other parent walk out of my life? Why did that other parent choose not to want to be in my life? You know, because they always say there's always three sides of the story. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you wouldn't want to see if you can get some kind of closure to, you know, what actually happened and why it ended up the way it ended. Not like you're trying to get anything back, you know, just for your own peace of mind. You understand?
I do, and I'll still stand firm. You know, I said before, I can be the only guy on the island by myself, and everyone else can stand over there. But I'm going to stand firm on what I said. You know, no, I honestly wouldn't, man. I mean, if you've had everything that you needed to make you or to help instill in you love, caring, honor, you know, just human dignity, then as far as, you know, going and seeking out someone else or whatever to I don't even understand where the void would be personally, because you've lived a full and productive life. So I don't even see where there would be a void, you know. Closure should come in the forms of relationships between me personally, I think, between a man and a woman, you know, that's went their separate ways, or maybe two friends that were good friends and they, you know, they can't get along anymore, so they decided, hey, it's best that we don't be friends. That would be closure to me. Now, going and seeking out someone that you've never known or that you might have possibly thought or whatever that could have been your biological parent, that wouldn't be closure. That would just cause chaos and more confusion in your life.
Now, you know, those are some very interesting points. You know, here's another situation. I kind of would think a little bit different on that, low, because of the medical side of the house. If you know, only to find out that, you know, what actually runs in the family. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're having kids and you have kids, you know, okay, you have one biological parent there, but you don't have both. You understand what I'm saying? Not to knock the parents that you have now, because, yes, they did an outstanding job, bang, bam, bam, you're good. But as you get older, I guess things like this you begin to think about. You're not trying to, when you go to try and find this other parent, and what I'm trying to say is you're not trying going out to trying to relive your childhood with them or anything like this, because after so long, you know, it is what it is. However, my objective would be to find some history on the family medically, you know, to see exactly what I may be facing later on in life, me or my offspring. So wouldn't that kind of be an incentive to try at least try and find who this other person was? If you felt like it, because apparently in your instance, you have no need, no inkling.
Well, actually, that's a different situation because the way I took it in the beginning was that you didn't know either parent, and you had heard or found out that it's, you know, it's a possibility that things could be different. But in this situation, I'll say it like this: as far and you know, I've heard on a lot of television shows that they would use that family medical history, whatever. But the thing is, man, if you take care of yourself and, you know, you don't go out and live an excessive life in any sort of way and you try to have a healthy lifestyle and everything, I honestly think that you would probably be just fine, you know. As far as your health is concerned, you know, so I really don't think that it would be such a big deal, because there's a possibility that, you know, you could develop Parkinson's disease or anything, you know, without the assistance of another relative. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So I kind of think that, you know, if you do your best to live a healthy lifestyle, and, you know, I think that you would probably be just fine.
Okay. All right. Well, in a perfect world, yes. Well, we know that the world ain't perfect. Low, come on now. So, and you know, and there's a lot of things that are hereditary, you know, or if, you know, like say, there's, oh man, hold on, wait a minute, I gotta catch myself on this one. Okay, if you know, there's a rash of deaths in the family, say from cancer, you know, and you know good and well, you know, everybody was you know, healthy until, you know, of course they got diagnosed with it. And if you go back down the line, you see, well, there's a trend of that going on. You wouldn't want to know that. I understand what you're saying, you know, if you take care of yourself, which I take care of myself, well, anyway. But anyway, my thought is, still, with knowing that, do you think you would amp it up just a little bit more? Or would that put just undue pressure on you instead of, and then you won't stop living the way that you were living, you just live the way to keep from, let's say, catching cancer?
Well, you know, actually still in that situation, I think that, your diet has a lot to do with everything, and also the amount of stress you take on yourself. And so I think that, you know, and this is how I personally live now. You know, I haven't been in the gym as of late because of, you know, the hurricane and all of these things that threw my life off balance. But as soon as I get back, which will probably be Monday, by the way, I'm going to do everything that I can to live a healthier lifestyle. As far as a certain disease or rare, whatever you want to call it, I think that you'll be better off reading about different methods to combat these things. I mean, if you read the things that would prevent these things, because we should always be one to educate ourselves more, especially with our own personal health. But if you read about, let's say, just eating an orange a day could help combat in this type of cancer or that. I mean, all these things you could put together and come up with your own collage of information. So I think that, you know, ultimately it would be up to you, because in my family, my grandmother has high blood pressure. My mother doesn't. I don't. I only know of one cousin in my family that does, you know. And you know, not to say that it's something that should be passed down, but just I think that if you try your best to live a better or more healthier lifestyle, and by the way, I am going to eventually get shellfish out of my diet per the Bible, and I've already gotten pork out of my diet. So, you know, if you can do things to make your life better and live a healthier life, then you shouldn't need to know someone else's medical history.
All right. And that, yeah, y'all, that's Mr. Lowe. That's Mr. Lowe. That's Mr. Lowe. You know, and that's, you know, hey, that's the way he thinks. And that's the way he feels about it. You know, that's interesting, though.
As a matter of fact, I know that you're probably from a kind of a small community.
Not necessarily, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, the reason why I say that is because, you know, if you're from a smaller community, and I know firsthand that there are people that are alive today that grew up thinking that, you know, this man that he lived with was not his father, or he doesn't mm-hmm. look like anybody else in the family, you know, but mm-hmm. no one ever said anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the couple of guys that I know that live that way, they never went and sought out anybody.
Mm.
It's, you know, as though they didn't care, you know. So,
okay.
I personally think that, you know, those things are not so much important as far as, you know, it's nothing that's going to be detrimental to your life, or should be detrimental to your lifestyle anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That means what you can measure.
Okay. All right. You know what? I take that as, okay, I'm understanding now. I'm understanding where you're going. If the life that you're living right now with the individuals that you're living with, if there's nothing wrong with it, then why are you trying to fix anything? Why you have no need to go and seek out anything, anyone?
Absolutely. I mean, we're here only for a short time, and so I say, you know, in that short time, live your life to the fullest, enjoy it, live, love, and be happy. And you know, if you're causing your own chaos, you're bringing chaos in your own life, like you say, chasing a ghost, then that's counterproductive, you know.
Okay. All right. You know what? All right. I can understand that. You know, like I said, just go back. If it ain't broke, don't try and fix it.
Right.
You know, no matter what great rumors you hear, what have you, if ain't nothing wrong with it, ain't no need to try and do anything about it. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because, you know, I was just think that curiosity, once it was brought to you, if it was ever be brought to you, that just the human curiosity itself would kind of lead you to want to find, you know, just see this person at least. You don't have to run anything from them, you know, just to see them, just to see what they look like. Or, you know, as I mentioned before, to find out what happened, why, you know, what it just... a one-night stand, or were we together, you know, they were together as teenagers, but what happened to where you ended up over here and she ended up over there, or she ended up over here and he ended up over here? What happened? You know, just human curiosity, I guess I'm trying to say, would become a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, some things, and this is from a personal aspect, some things are best left alone, and even if you were to find out, I'll stand on that one. Some things are best left alone. Now, in the event that you were in a situation like, let's say, Alex Haley with Roots. Now,
mm-hmm.
you know, he could trace everything back through his parents. And you know, he had the means to and the resources to be able to do this. You know, some of that stuff could actually get very expensive also, you know, so... That would be something that you would have to consider, too. And
that is such a great point.
Just say that if you decided that, you know, you found out that the lady that raised you was not your biological mother, and you decided that you wanted to go and find, now you are on a mission to go and find this person that had you, and either you don't know the whole story, gave you up, or whatever the case may be, and you go out and you seek this person out, and you get all these leads, and you happen to spend all this money, and you actually show up on this person's doorstep one day, and immediately, when they see you, they know exactly who you are. And they ask you, well, what do you want? I never looked you up. Why are you looking me up? You know, I mean, what if you don't get the open arms that you were probably expecting? You know, what if you don't get the warm, fuzzy feeling that you might have been expecting? What if you
I would honestly say that's not what you should be going to look for anyway.
Well, maybe.
You know, depending on your age, you should be able to, you know, articulate and let them know that, look, I don't want anything from you, okay? Only thing, I just have a few questions. Once we get finished conversating and having a conversation, you know, I can go my way, you can go your way. My point to come to see you is not to try and if this is the way that the person is feeling, not trying to rekindle anything, not trying to ask you for no money. Not, you understand what I'm saying? I just want to know a little information about, you know, blase, blase, and then that be it. You know, it's not about trying to rekindle the childhood or you know, say, well, you my daddy and I just want, no, that's not, you know, like in my case, only thing I wanted to do was find out some medical information. You see what I'm saying? Because it was just some things going on that I needed to find out. So yes, and like you say, it could have been expensive, but I guess I knew the right people in the right places to where I tracked down who I needed to find. But the point was, you know, once we were face to face, that's something I immediately, you know, let them know. I don't want anything from you. At my age now, there's nothing you can give me. You understand what I'm saying? Nothing. So for this little bit of information that I want, that's it. You know, so that's the point I was trying to make.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. I mean, you know, that's very understandable. But at the same time, you know, that you are an isolated incident, because I'm sure that more people would, after they find out about maybe this, their medical history or whatever, want to know. Well, can I just ask you a question?
Who asked
why?
Me? Yeah. Oh, why?
I mean, you know, just a hypothetical question that they would throw out there.
Oh, okay.
Why didn't you, or what caused you, or why you never, you know, that would be a whole nother set of questions. But I think that it would just be human nature to be curious and to ask anyway. And so in that, you know, now the whole thing's changed.
Even in itself, of just asking that one question, why? There's so much that can be found out just through that one question, believe it or not. You know, like in my instance, I went up there, you know, guns blazing, look, this is blah, 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 and this is all I want. But the response that I received back was so much of warmth, and, you know, I was like, oh, okay. I kind of felt bad for going up there half cocked like that. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah, sure.
You know, so it's just, I guess it depends on the individual themselves, you know. But I think sometimes if the opportunity presents itself, you know, I think that maybe some people should, you know, try and extend that olive branch, as they say. You know, and see what happens. I mean, what's the worst can happen? They still not, I mean, you know, they've never been there, so if they refuse or reject you, then okay. Maybe,
right.
I guess I want to say it shouldn't be that devastating, but once again, I was talking earlier about emotional, you know, emotional pain. So the question would be, if you have put so much emotion in toward meeting this person and you become rejected again, you know, how much is that really going to hurt emotionally? You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Kind of like you set yourself up for a failure possibly, you know.
Right.
One way to look at it, you know,
right,
and you know,
right.
I can say from your own personal background that I know of you, I can understand why you would go there with your guns a-blazing, you know, because you know, it's in your human nature to be hardened and to be able to adapt and overcome things. So I can understand you, but just the average, regular, everyday civilian, you know, that would kind of be a different situation.
Right. Hold on, we got another caller want to come in. Hold on. Good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk 406. What's on your mind? I mean 408. I'm sorry.
Hey, how you doing? It's Goofy Bone, man.
Hey, what's up, Goofy?
How you guys doing today?
Hey, we doing it, man. We doing it. What you got on the subject today?
Oh, I don't even know what's going on. I'm live on the streets right now. I just decided to call in.
That's what I'm talking about. I think we made Goofy a regular. All right. Lo, you want to break it down to him?
You got some great story. I mean, you know, you got great topics, man. I mean,
thank you.
yeah, Goofy. The topic is, you know, let's say that you were adopted or something, or whatever the case may have you, and would you have to know, or would it be best that you didn't know that you were adopted? You know, let's say you got all the love and affection and everything from the parents that raised you. Now, would you prefer that they would come out and tell you once they think that you're of age to understand and take all this in, or would you just want to leave things as they were?
be honest with you, I would like to leave things as they were. I wouldn't want to know. Because, I mean, something like that, yeah, especially a kid that believes that his parents are his parents, and the next thing you know, they're not his parents. You know, that could just totally tear up somebody's lifestyle, you know, from being a good kid to being, you know, something that feels like he's a piece of shit in the world, that he got adopted. I mean, a lot of people look at adoption as, you know, the parents that threw away their kids. But in some cases, it's not like that, but that's how, you know, adopted kids feel. Now, personally, for me, I wouldn't want to know, you know, just, you know, to hold it, to take it to death with you. You know, I wouldn't want to know. I would just like to play the role that you know, I'm in right now, and that's it.
Okay, I understand that. But let's just say that, you know, you were a good kid, you did everything you were supposed to, and you're of age now, and your quote-unquote parents decided that, you know, they wanted to let you know to make a decision on your own after what you do next. And they told you. Now, would you still feel that those are your parents?
Yeah, because, I mean, through everything, those people raised you. Regardless if they're your blood or not, you grew up knowing that that was your mom and that was your dad. Now, some kids that get adopted and told that, you know, that the parents that raised them aren't their parents, you know, some of those kids, they diss those parents like it's their fault. And, you know, they're there just trying to help you out to succeed in the world. And I don't know, life nowadays, it's so pathetic that you would think that people who are helping you are the people who are hurting you. And it's sad how how society brought it that way. To be honest with you, if I was told by my parents that I was adopted, you know, I would just leave it as that. You know, if my biological parents didn't want me, then, you know, oh, well, these people who raised me, you know, they deserve the honor of being my mom and my dad.
Hmm.
If you know what I mean.
Okay, so in any event, you know, I'm gonna go back on what you just said. I'm gonna piggyback on it. You said that if they told you that, excuse me, that they weren't your parents, and all of a sudden you just spiral down, you know. And in all honesty, the society that we live in is based on an individual anyway. I mean, nothing. As a whole, you know. So, if you have a family nucleus, a strong point in your life, as far as saying, well, you know, this is my balance to counter the individualism that the world promotes to be so great, then I think you actually have a good thing in that anyway, you know, especially if you have people that, you know, you can count on and depend on and that love you.
But here's something I was thinking of as you were talking, though. Now, I understand, you know, both of y'all say leave it alone and, you know, it is what it is. But in some instances, okay, now, here's, I think, one of the reasons. We gonna go back to the medical thing, because let me slow down. Here's the thing: if you are adopted, because I didn't specify what it was adopted or not, but we ain't gonna do that right now. If you are adopted, okay, would you expect your adopted parents to tell you at some time that was the case?
If I were adopted,
yeah, either one of you was adopted. And, you know, would you expect your adoptive parents to tell you at some point in time this is what happened? Or would you be better off just letting it go on? And this is the reason why I'm asking, because you have to think about, in cases like this, you have to think, and I don't know why this keeps hopping in my head, but medically, you have to think about these things, because if you're adopted, you will have to know someone or someone in your genealogy, you know, that may have to be there to help you. And this, does that make sense?
It makes sense, but that action. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm finished. Go ahead.
It makes sense, but in all actuality, it's kind of a double-edged sword what you just pulled out there, because if I have never felt loved by these people that raised me, then I would want to know why. Yes, if I've never felt loved or nurtured or anything, yeah, hey, they provided me with my basic necessities, but as far as love, I've never felt that, then yeah, I would want to know why. But if I have had all the love, affection, caring, and nurturing that I would need to make me a responsible person, and and that would ensure that there's a possibility that I would be a productive part of society, unless I was just to screw up myself. But other than that, there's no need to cause chaos. And, you know, as far as you keep going back to the health aspects, you know, I can understand that. But at the same time, I'll keep saying, because you can be in the best shape of your life, and you can drop dead at any moment. I mean, you don't know when your number's going to be called. So, you know, you still have to have the balances to say, hey, I'm in great shape, and I eat the foods that would be helpful to my well-being. But you still have, and I think that there should be some sense of spirituality in there also, because really, if you don't have that, then you don't have a grounding anyway. So, you know, that's kind of your counterbalance to being so concerned about your genealogy or whatever. So I kind of think that you should stay prayed up and ready anyway, because I mean the scripture tells you that, you know, you don't know when your number's going to be called. So regardless of whether you're in the best shape of your life and or the worst shape, I mean, hell, I know people that drank and smoked cigarettes and did all of these things 30, 40, 50 years, to be old and die of old age, you know? And I do know people that have tried to eat healthy. Oh, I don't eat this, I don't drink that, I don't go here, I don't do that. And they die a normal, natural death at an early age. I mean, or maybe a heart attack or something like that, you know, could have been from stress. So it's just so many factors in it, man.
Okay. All right. You know, you're just not going to give in. But, okay, now, here's something. I don't know about your side of the house, but I know, well, yeah. Okay, you know, in the African-American community, there are a lot of, you know, cases where, you know, the families are, I guess you say, mixed all up. And, you know, the older generation, you know, they often, as they say, I'm taking it to the grave with me. And that's what they do, take it to the grave with them. So now you have this big old void. Nobody can tell you anything, but I guess, okay, I guess as you say, if everything is peachy keen, everything is fine, then it don't matter if the older generation are taking it to the grave with them, exactly what happened to the family line, everything is cool, because you are happy. Basically, that's what it is. If you're happy where you are, there's really no need for you to seek out that missing part of your life, because it's really not a missing part.
That's what I was waiting to hear you say right there. Yes, I was waiting on that. So if it was never missing, then hey, you never would have been looking for it. And you know, yeah, the older generation, they did more so, I'd say, kind of protect, in a sense, people a little bit more from some things that maybe they didn't need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And And I don't have a problem with that because, I won't even get into that because that's some religious stuff.
Yeah.
But
hold on. I got somebody else want to come in. Hold on. Good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk 111. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Eric. Happy 100th show.
Well, thank you, Mr. Solution.
Absolutely. Yeah, just a quick weigh-in. I've got to go pick up my bike. I ordered a new bike, and boy, it is fantastic.
Oh,
anyway, I think that I heard what the gentleman said that was speaking earlier,
mm-hmm.
but I think that I would like to, and I've never studied this, by the way, but the medical issue is an important one, but parenting is so vital. You know, I mean, parenting, if it's done properly, it is just absolutely vital because it sets the foundation for the child. Now, coming up, I grew up in a two-parent household, but my mother was a great mother, by the way, but a little bit neurotic in that she would scare the hell out of us, you know, talking about if she died or something like that. But that was just to keep us in line, but it scared us, certainly me. And I just, you know, growing up without a parent is a horrible thing. Now, you know, adoptive parents are absolutely wonderful people. They have hearts of gold, as it were. So I think that, another thing that could be said, they could know, the adoptive parents, could know the biological parents' history, medical history. They could know that and just, you know, just kind of clutch that in or what you call segue that in.
Mm-hmm.
When and if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But something else the guy said that I got to take strong issue with that. Birds don't just drop out of the sky, nor do people just die. And although there are anomalies, people who behave correctly, eat properly, you know, exercise, all those things, yes, there are anomalies to where they die, but that's unusual. That's always unusual. I heard a guy died at 67 the other day, and they said of natural causes. I have strong suspicions there. But 67, almost seven decades, and that's early for human beings to die. 67 is still youthful. Now, if you said 85, 90, okay. But you know, they even say 90 is the new 70. So the thing of it is, people don't just die. And there is merit in, conducting your life properly, not doing the smoking, not doing the excessive eating. In other words, living a healthy life. There are benefits to it. Make no mistake about it. If nothing more than the psychological benefits, although there are health benefits. But telling a child that the child is adopted, and what you're getting to now are origins. Origins are important, but I don't think that it's absolutely necessary. Now, I would like to hear professionals weigh in on this. I do like to consult with them as to how important it is, even if the adoptive parents don't have the medical history of the biological parents. I just don't know if that is that important. If the person, you know, carries themselves properly, I don't know if it's that important. Now, I know there are peculiarities with respect to, people's medical condition. And in those cases, which are rare, I can see that it would be important to know the biological history. But, I think the consensus is, if I heard you guys correctly, just sharing that with the child is not necessary. It's just not. If it does become necessary, then sure. But just sharing it, just kind of willy-nilly, no. I don't think they need to know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have Antonio on the line. Let's see. He wants to get in a little bit, too. Hold on. All right, Antonio, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
The issue with adoption, and me personally, I think that it would, me, if I was adopted, I would probably want to know who my parents were, just on heritage, like where I'm from and stuff. But it can also be a tricky issue. I understand it as well, because whoever gave the child away, it could be because maybe they were raped or something like that, and they're not really going to be reminded of what happened because they might see the person who raped them and the child. So that's all I want to add.
Okay. All right, thank you. I mean, those are some valid points. You're right, and you know, I like Mr. Solution said. you know, there are some reasons, but Mr. Solution, you don't think at a certain age they should be told, a child should be told at all?
Now, see, this is where it really gets tricky. My question to you would be why. In other words, I mean, why? Why would there need to be a revelation of that? Because, see, if your parents have raised you, I mean, I look at myself now, and I think, wow, it's great to have parents. Now, my dad kidnapped me when I was young, and my mother got me back.
Okay.
Which was good, because my dad, in this case, it wasn't good for him to have me. But in anyway, and of course, my mother remarried to a fantastic guy, wonderful, absolutely wonderful guy. But the thing is, and he's my dad. See, so the thing is that now I knew all of this. So there's, you know, but the point is, just I would ask the question, why? Presumably, you're talking about before the child became conscious. And that they wouldn't know unless the adoptive parents told them, correct?
Correct.
Right. So the thing I'm going to say, and I'm very, 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 very pro-parent. I'm extremely pro-parent. And I think most parents do a good job. Now, the single mother issue, involuntary single mother issue, we can actually go, a few rounds on that, as we should. But, unless you gave me compelling evidence as to why the good adoptive parents need to divulge that, because they've been the parents. They are the parents.
Mm,
biology
okay.
doesn't necessarily make one a parent. I mean, especially, you know, in our realm, good parents are good parents. And what I'm trying to say is, and this is the first time I've actually articulated, concerns about this, and that's the reason I may be, kind of stumbling a little bit. But, unless you gave compelling reasons for why, I don't see why that information would need to be divulged, because the parents, the adoptive parents, have been good parents. They've anchored the child. They gave them a good foundation, love, and all this sort of thing, a good role model, good model. I mean, you would have to give me compelling evidence to, to give cause to, why that needs to be dealt with.
Okay.
No,
right.
But I'm saying, do you have good compelling evidence?
I know that's where you was going. my compelling evidence is, at a certain point, yes, just because. I mean, why not?
I'm gonna go back
to my medical things that I was saying.
Okay.
I guess I'm stuck on medical.
Okay,
I understand, that out of just regularness, no. There's really no need for it. But as far as you get older, and I think this would happen to me, as you get older and you see things happening, you just
right.
want to know,
Well, okay. Wait a minute. Define the things that you see happening.
Disease in the family or, health-wise, hypertension. I understand what Lo say, but, sometimes it's just something there that you want to know what runs on this side of the family. What do I have to, try
yeah, but
to
I'm
be
going in? To have to – I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to have to intervene and say, given, and this is why, if we got some medical experts here, and I'm going from, you know, medical history that I know and this sort of stuff, but it would be mm-hmm. good to consult with them. I don't think that's that important in about 95+% of the cases. Mm-hmm. You know, now all medical history tells you, for the most part, is probability. It doesn't give you actuality. Like they say, you know, if you are, I don't know, subject to hypertension, they'll say, well, did it run in your family?
Mm-hmm.
And usually if you're not overweight and you've kept yourself well, which good parenting would certainly spawn, that's not an issue. So most of the health issues really become non-issues.
Mm. Okay, let me bring these other two callers in real fast.
All right, sure.
Okay, 408, let's talk. What's on your mind?
Well, it's Goofy Bone again. I got hung up. I don't know why, but well, I agree with Mr. Solution. And if you're doing your parenting job, why throw a curveball and tell the kid, hey, by the way, you're adopted? You know what I mean? I would just say, you know, just keep doing your duties, let that kid succeed, and once you did, you've done your job. You know what I mean? Like I said, one of my girls a long time ago I used to mess with, her, they told her she was adopted at 30, I think at 32 or 31.
Mm-hmm.
And that ruined her whole life. She had everything in place, you know. She was on the right path. But I seen her maybe a year or a year and a half ago. She's all drugged up, you know, a low life. And you know, I'm not saying I'm no doctor or you know, study person, but I mean, if you tell them things that they don't want to hear, their lives are going to be destroyed.
Well, see, everybody has a right to know about their life. Listen to what you guys are saying here. I mean, regardless, see, we have to be, like I told you, all pleasure will bring you pain. And you cannot sit up there. Someone doesn't even know who they are, people. And I had a situation where a guy said, listen, he always thought that his father was a deadbeat. He said his grandmother told him, he said, boy, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. He said the reason why your father has not been around you is because your mother didn't want him around you. He said you were little, your father wanted to come around, but it was because of your mother. See, the child never knew that, but he always thought what he thought. And he never knew the real essence. And what I'm saying is, everybody has to at least to have that opportunity of knowing about themselves. If a medical doctor comes and says, oh, that's going to disturb and that's going to end up, who says that? We need to tell our people that when we deal with factual information, know how to handle it and accept it and drive on. And I just want to say, if you really don't know about someone's total past, including your children, including your wife, you really don't know nobody. If you don't know truly about someone's all their past, you really don't know them. That's a fact, not an opinion.
Well, I have to disagree with that, man. And for the simple fact,
how's that?
I have to disagree with that because me finding out that this guy that I didn't know anything about was a bum, fuck him. I mean, if I had a father, if I had a father that loved me and took care of me and everything that gave me everything I needed to make me a productive part of society, I don't need him. I didn't need that drama brought into my life. And that, me finding out who this person is not going to, as you say, quote unquote, make me. It's not going, I already know who I am. And I didn't have to grow up with this person and know this person to be who I am, because ultimately I'm going to be my own individual anyway. And if I had two parents that loved me, that nurtured me, that raised me and did everything that they were supposed to as my parents, then bringing chaos into the situation is not going to make it better.
Right, but you want the total truth of your life. Once you become a certain adult, see, this is the problem. I understand as a child, but when an adult, when you raise a child and they become a certain age, you can learn something from them. You don't always be in the parent stage all the time like your child go to college and like they can't tell you nothing. It has to be a conversation. But if no one is saying that that's going to hurt you, someone is saying that you need to know the truth about your life. I want to give you the absolute truth. That's it. Now, if you say he's a bum, that's no problem. No one said you have to love him. No one is saying that. But if I adopted a child and once they get to their age, me, I don't want them to have no loss or no wonder because technically they truly don't know who they are. They don't know who they're adopted. They can't. They can't totally know who they are if they don't know if they were adopted. That's
how
a fact. Because they don't know everything about their past, sir.
And
they don't know.
Know everything.
You mean to tell me if... Hold up. If you mean to tell me you're an adult and someone's going to hide on how you became a part of them or how you became in this world, and you're going to say just because you don't want to tell them, you're assuming that they're going to break up apart, or you're assuming... If you get mad and you learn about the truth, well, you have the problem with the truth. That's the problem. We shouldn't get mad about the truth. No one says you have to go see your father. No one says you have to say he's just great. But if someone tells you that, it has to bring some type of revelation to you. But if you take that revelation and start using drugs, that's a poor... Someone needs to tell you, this is fact, deal with it, and this is what it is. Deal with what it is. That's why we have problems in our society, because we don't want to deal with truth. We want to cover our eyes and say, I don't want to deal because I can't handle it. Handle the truth and accept it and move on.
Let me weigh in on this again. Can you hear me?
Please do.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I think this gets back to the old nature-nurture controversy. And I'm going to come down, in this particular instance, I'm going to come down on the side of nurture. Because, see, I think we need to understand what parenting is. Parenting is very active. It's very participatory. So I think what we need to look at is how important it is to rear a child properly. Now, most people who are good people don't want kids. And I think Joe said it correctly the other day. Kids are the treasure that most people never want to find. And so, Joe was being a little bit sarcastic, but
to be honest with you, for my situation, that's the truth. That's the truth right there.
There was a survey taken a while back, and most parents who actually had kids said if they had to do it all over again, they would not. But look, well, let's go with this. What I'm trying to really point out is the exceedingly wonderfulness of adoptive parents, or parents period, but particularly adoptive parents. Now, they've taken you and pledged to raise you and give you a foundation. Parenting really lays the foundation for you understanding life, being able to go out and be successful, to take on the world, to take on challenges. And Goofy, I'm going to have to disagree with you slightly. I don't think if a person has had proper rearing, finding something like that out, especially at that age, I think you said 32, would wreck their lives. I'm not saying it wouldn't have an impact. I understand that. But it wouldn't wreck that person's life. I mean, that's what parenting, good parenting does. It prepares one.
Exactly.
Yeah, it prepares one to take the hits in life and to come out victorious. I know nothing but victory. I can't even conceive defeat.
Right.
Excuse me. I'm getting revved up here, Eric. But the thing is that we need to understand what parenting does. It's godlike. Your parents are literally God to you. And if they do that job properly, they deserve all the credit and merit.
That's why they say God is the Father. That's why they use that reference. No, I'm just agreeing with what you said. That's why they use that reference to go back to I'm agreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, I understand. Eric, are you there?
I am here and listening.
Okay, no, I'm saying, do you, I want everybody to catch my drift, because I think this is so pivotal, this is so fundamental. So parenting just prepares a fairly healthy specimen. I mean, parenting does everything, because in parenting, they lay the biological, I mean, how healthy you are physically, psychologically. I mean, they're literally God to a child. The parents are God to their children.
So
and
you're saying through the
children,
until a certain point, right? Until a certain point, correct? To a certain point, because once they get older, you can't, if you have that God-like status or start this parent pedestal, there's going to be a disconnect from the generations. Like when my son grows up, I can learn something from him. I can't say that I'm a father, I taught you everything, you can't teach me nothing, because it's going to be a generation gap. So I mean, there's some things that I know, but there's some things that he may know. I can't say I know everything, he can't tell me nothing. So
well,
I mean,
let me just say it like this, and unless I hear something that really piques my attention, I got to go pick up the bike. But look here, remember, any flight is always defined by its takeoff. If a flight crashes before it takes off, it doesn't fly. If you understand what I'm saying, picture a jetliner. That plane's flight is always defined by its takeoff or its roots. And I think that's the same thing is true with child rearing. If a child is given the proper love, care, and concern by the parents, they actually create a tremendous reality in that child to be successful.
I don't agree with you, Mr. Solutions. My father was my biggest critic, and he actually, the way I was treated by him, I wanted to overcome and be better than him. You know what
now,
I mean?
Now, when you
I
say
mean,
that, now, Goofy, I've heard you say that before, but you need to be very careful here in what you're saying, because what I'm saying is a general premise. And your father now, isn't your father a success?
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't agree with your errant lifestyle. You became a gang member, and we're just going to use that to say you operated on the wrong side of the law, and he disagreed with that. Now, you disagree with him disagreeing with your behaving on the wrong side of the law and social norms?
Of course not. I mean, of course I do. If I could do it all over again, I would do it much better. But I mean,
okay. Well, your father probably laid. Look, the principles and foundations that parents lay in their children's lives never leave them. They are always with them, and that's a good thing. So Goofy, even though you may have had differences with your father, and we're not saying any parents are perfect, however, you may be undermining some of the power that your father actually provided for you. You may be.
I think it was just you know, when you pound dough so much to make it, you know, nice and thick, that, you know, if you pound it enough, that it's going to be super thick. And
what does that mean? What are you saying?
It's an old Italian term saying that the more you hit them on the head, the more they're going to learn.
So you're agreeing with what I'm saying, that your father provided more for you than you often admit?
Well, no, I mean, he didn't provide. I mean, his negativity fueled my fire to what made me want to be better than him or become something in this world.
Understand this point. This is very interesting. That's why I'm engaging. Realize what a coach does, and a parent is part coach. Your coach pushes you further than you would otherwise go. It's your coach's job to make you uncomfortable. You've heard the old adage, a mind stretched by an idea never returns to its original shape. That's what a lot of parents provide. They're supposed to push you, you know, lovingly, but you don't see it at the time because you're a kid. Just like I used to want to eat candy. I loved candy. I would eat candy to the exclusion of everything else. But my parents wouldn't allow me to do it. And so you got to understand, a good coach, which I had for those too, they push you. They see something in you that you don't see. So they push you. They push you. And they make you better. They push you to a level you would not have gone without their pushing you. So even if your dad did it psychologically, he was still loving. Doesn't your dad love you? Do you question his love for you?
No, I don't question his love for me.
There you go. Point proved, right, Eric?
Right.
Well, I'm telling you, millions of dollars worth of free information from good old Mr. Solution. God bless you.
You're right. Even as an adult, as my co-host in the chat room says, even as an adult. That's right. Okay, so where you at?
Oh, man, hey, I'm just enjoying the conversation, man. Hey, I will have to agree with Mr. Solution. Hey, ultimately, your parents are here to instill in you values and, you know, and it doesn't matter that maybe this person that you love so much and this person that got up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because you didn't feel well, it doesn't matter that you find out, hey, well, that person didn't actually help you. It doesn't matter. You know, what matters is the love that you receive from that person, you know, the nurturing, the caring. All the time they took to instill in you your values, morals. That's what matters. So, you know, it's like me, if you're concerned about what's going on in the stand and you're out there on the field, you're still not even a part of the game, you know?
Hello?
Uh-huh. I hear you, man. I hear you. All right, y'all. Are there any more comments before we go ahead and shut it on down? I think we done pretty much come to this here. I've been outvoted. All right, Goofy Bone, you started off. Your last words for the day.
My last words for the day is everyone have a great day and enjoy life because life is a blessing. And on how you treat that blessing, that's what makes life better. If you treat it better, it's going to be better. If you treat it dull, it's going to be dull. So enjoy life.
All right. Enjoy life. I like that one. All right. Thanks, Goofy Bone, for calling today, man. Let's see. Antonio, you got anything to say? Antonio?
Yes, hello. Nothing much. It was just a good show. And, looking forward to the next one. Have a nice evening.
All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. You too. All right, Mr. Solution, because I know you got to go and get your bike.
Yeah, super show as always, Eric, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
All right. 8 p.m. Central. All right, Mr. So, you got the last one before I do.
Okay, first and foremost, I apologize for showing up a little late to the dance, but it's all good, man. Hey, I did get fed here today. hell of a show. Hell of a show. Good subject, good topic as always, man. But, you know, Goofy was on to something. Hey, I can only say this. Love who loves you.
Hmm. Love who loves. I like that one. Interesting. All right. I done heard that somewhere before. Yeah, I think you took that off the side. I think you always took that off the side of my tank or something. I don't know. I got to go and check my pictures. All right, bro. All right. Yeah. Hey, make sure y'all go stop by the Facebook page. If you have Facebook, you know, leave a nice little comment for me so we can get more listeners and we can start educating and bring the boom to some more people. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Hey, how you like the song, opening song, man? You kind of get your hype before you get started.
Oh yeah, you come, you about to come in the boxing match, in the boxing ring, man. Hey, that's I like it. I like it.
All right. Thanks.
Coming in swinging. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. And at the end, what they say, break, it's time to go to work. Oh, see, only me and Logan laugh about that, because he'll tell you, I used to be a nasty linebacker, y'all. Y'all just don't know.
Yes, those were the days, man, you know.
Yes, they
then
were.
Then you learn.
All right, Mr. Lowe.
Oh, yeah.
See you tomorrow, bro.
Yes, sir. All right. Have a good one. Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, y'all. I want to thank my panel, Lowe's, Mr. Solution, Antonio, Goofy Bone, Michael Vernon, of course, we now have been holding down the chat room, Magali, Pianki. See, y'all ain't hear those individuals today, but they were there. Hey, and everybody else who popped in and popped out, and, you know, everybody else who's listening, I do want to say thank you. And today is my 100th show, and like I said before, man, without y'all, I wouldn't have a show. So thank you very, very much, you know, and hopefully we have 100 more to go. That would be cool, and I'm going to see if I can make it happen, that I am. All right, well, today the show was to know or not know, and it was a great conversation, you know, and it was one of those shows to where I got to really voice my point of view, you know, over half the show before anybody else came in, which was good because, you know, sometimes I have to do that, you know. I remember one time back in the day, I used to do it all the time. But anyway, I want to thank all my callers for participating. The bottom line is, I guess you do what makes you feel good, you know, do what makes you feel good. Personally, I think my take on it is, yes, you should, at some point in time, especially if you're adopted, you should let the child know. But if you have one biological parent there, well, I guess it depends on how you want to handle that, you know. But in either case, or however you do it, you must take into consideration the emotional pain and, you know, that you may cause by, you know, letting that information out. So that's all I have to say about it. Okay. Personally, I would want to know because of my medical issues. Okay. Well, that's it, y'all. Thank you once again for listening. You've been listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And before you go home tonight, well, when you get home tonight, make sure you find that special someone, give them, hug them, squeeze them, tell them you love them, you appreciate them. And, because you never know when he may not be here for you to do all that too. Okay? Well, other than that, y'all, I'm about to get up out of here. I have enjoyed it. To tomorrow, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm out of here.